Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out of the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Commandment number 166. Thou shalt remember that it's what's on the inside that counts. There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who treasure their cars and those who trash their cars. No prize for guessing which category I fall into. From the outside, in my defense, things look totally fine. I mean, like, relatively fine. Aside from a suspicious-looking scratch and slightly balding tires. But on the inside, I have enough supplies that I could quite comfortably reside in there for 3 to 5 business days. But after a heated debate at a couple's lunch last week about what should be kept in your car, I've resigned to the fact that it must be a female thing, as backed up by a majority of my female friends who also harbour half their wardrobe contents in their cars. So this week, my friend Brooke and I are making the bold decision to divulge the contents of our cars. Spoiler, this episode makes me sound like I live in absolute squalor, and I regret this exercise entirely.
Here we are again.
Cheers.
Cheers. My darling Brooke, who's becoming a favourite guest of Trainwreck.
That's the ice you can hear in our rosé.
If you don't have ice in your wine.
No.
I don't want you around here.
No, you need ice.
So.
On a weeknight.
On any night.
Yeah.
So, let's welcome Brooke back, because you were an absolute hit the last time you were on in Do I Want Kids Part 1. So today we're taking a less serious route with the conversation, which is basically about what's in a female's car.
Well, I think this is a very serious thing to discuss, actually.
Because this whole episode was basically inspired because you and I went on a lovely long lunch last weekend with our partners, our male partners who both happen to drive nice bougie cars. And we got onto the topic of what is in a car. And we got into a bit of a debate because generally males keep nothing in their car, but females keep everything in their car.
We're like hoarders.
If push came to shove, I could survive in my car for probably 3 to 4 nights, just like sleeping on the side of the road. With what's in my car, to be fair. Would you agree?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yes?
That's great. Well, not for my car, no.
No?
I don't have anything in there to survive 4 nights. Maybe one?
One. In comparison to the boys, who could survive none?
None.
None at all. So how do we want to do this? Because I know that we have, like, multiple stories that we were talking about. So, like, for example, you said that your partner dropped you off to lunch last week.
Lunch last week, he dropped me off and I had a bit of fake tan on my legs. So he wouldn't allow me in the car unless I brought a towel with me so that I could sit on the towel in the front seat. Would you believe it?
I would.
So here I
definitely
I am,
would, because I'm the same.
All dolled up, holding a beach towel to sit on.
Under your legs.
Under my legs.
Yeah, letting the pool towel get stained.
Yeah, because not the seat.
Not the seat.
And nothing would even transfer. It's like tan that doesn't transfer, but the fact that I didn't have my natural leg hitting the seat, he was like, bring a towel. I was like, it's easy for me to Uber. Like, I'm actually just going to Uber. No, I'll drive you, but just bring a towel. I'm like, the Uber doesn't make me bring a towel with me.
I understand that, because I recently got schooled on when I open the car door, Damon's car door, from the passenger seat. He's recently told me that I leave too many fingerprints on the outside of the car, so I need to just hold on to the door handle specifically to open and close the door.
I love it. That's the same as Justin.
I swear it's a boy thing.
Like, I just say, how about you just open and close the car door? Like, just, you open the door, I sit in, you close it, I don't touch it.
So maybe when you think about it, that whole, like, chivalrous male opening car doors wasn't chivalrous at all. Maybe the whole time it was just making sure that the women who probably had a little bit of makeup on their fingers, maybe a little bit of fake tan, a little bit of hairspray or hair product, didn't leave fingerprints on the outside of their car.
Protect the paintwork. That is the reason why they do it. Oh my goodness. And now I know as well, because you know how we have, like if we have red nails or a color on our nails and we actually open the car door, sometimes it like transfers. That's another reason why Justin doesn't want me opening it. If I'm wearing a bright nail, like this is pretty crazy.
Has that actually dampened what color you choose to do your nails recently?
Oh, look, no. No, it hasn't.
In comparison to me, my car is literally that meme going around that's like a rubbish dump in a car that's like, tag your mate whose car looks like this. And I've been tagged in it so many times because my car, no matter how hard I try to keep it clean, there is just a surplus of products, accessories, tools in that car.
You're a car hoarder.
I'm a car hoarder. But I think most girls are. Like, I honestly think that's just the way it is.
I think there's so many compartments in cars.
Which is why I think it's smart if we start with maybe the glove box and we can go compartment by compartment.
Perfect.
Are you with me?
Let's start with the glove box.
Okay.
You take the lead on this. So talk me through what is in your glove box.
Well, firstly, I just want to talk about the name glove box. Because really, glove box. Did you know the reason why it's called glove box is because that is the area in the car where you're supposed to store your driving gloves?
No.
I know.
I thought, and this is where my dirty mind went to, I thought you were going to make a joke about condoms, like glove box.
No, but seriously, I remember this from getting my license. Like I just remember, you know how they say, oh, in the glove box, you've got your log books and all of the paperwork. And I was like, well, why is it called a glove box if it's got paperwork in it? Like it should be a car paperwork box.
And it should be a car filing cabinet.
I can't remember if it was my driving instructor or if it was my dad. It was someone that basically told me that the glove box, the reason for that name is because back in the day or whatever, it was about putting your driving gloves in there.
That makes so much sense.
So there's a little bit of history. I hope it's right.
I was today years old when I found out that that's what a glove box actually meant. So talk me through then.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's no gloves in your glove box.
Not yet, but talk I think me. After this, I need to get myself some.
Talk me through what's in your glove box.
Well, you're choking. Okay, so it definitely has car paperwork, I have to say. Like, not that I go through that regularly, but I know that it's in there. When I bought the car, I've got the log books and all of the...
Yeah, like the manual that you keep when you get your car serviced and they fill it out and stuff.
So all of that's in there. But I also have... there's a couple of things in there. I know this might sound a bit random, but I've got just birthday cards. Like just...
Blank one?
Just just blank birthday cards. No, because you know like sometimes... When you go, like, I don't know, you're on the go, you're at the office, I don't know, it's someone's birthday and you think,
shit. I have a card.
I have birthday cards in there. I know. The way you're looking at me right now, I feel like I need to run down and
take them out. No, I'm empowered by this. I'm inspired by this knowledge.
Yeah. Like, it's just, and I think too, like, if you think about pre-COVID where signing a birthday card in the office was acceptable, whereas now it's more of that online kind of... like, I don't know, web version. I've had those cards in there for a while. I don't really need them, but they're in there.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I've got in there.
Are they just like generic happy birthday cards? Just, there's no like birthday. Age or gender attached to them.
Just a happy birthday. Like I could end up anywhere. Like, and even if right now I think, oh, I need a birthday card, at least I know I've got one in my glove box.
And from my perspective, living two streets away from you, now if I'm ever stuck, I know exactly where to turn.
You do, because I've got them.
Not even thinking about the fact that we also live one block away from a newsagent and a grocery store.
Yeah, but just in case. But I do have a collection of just random cards anyway, in like a gift packaging, like, box inside
separate
like home. But yeah. But this is just like a quick on the go, just in case something happens and you know, you need to do like a quick flower delivery to your girlfriend at the office or like, I don't know, just anything.
So you're always ready to go.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so practical and so smart.
Well, that's, and to be honest, other than that, there's nothing in that glove box. Like that's, it's pretty.
Okay. That's where you and I think that's differ. Some
expired like class, what is it? Gold class tickets that I've had that I haven't used, but you know, just like, yeah, but just little knickknacks,
little bits and pieces,
little bits and bobs.
Okay. That is, far more glamorous than what's in mine, because what's in mine is number one, the Bardot album. Which was sent to me by a listener who came to my Melbourne Comedy Festival show a few years ago. And I said at the time that I was so upset that Bardot wasn't on Spotify. And so she still had the Bardot album, you know, the pink cover with Sophie Monk and Tiffany and all the people in front of it.
Sophie Monk, yes.
And she sent it to me in the mail. And at the time, the car that I had at the time had a CD player in it. So I used to use it all the time. And then literally 6 months later, it became available on Spotify, but I still have that in my glove box because why not?
Why not?
You never know when you're going to need an emergency Bardot CD.
Do you even have a CD player?
Not anymore. That's the problem with these new cars. Yeah. My car's a 2017 car, so it only has, it doesn't even have an aux cord. It's only Bluetooth.
I don't even know if my car has a CD thing.
No.
But if we go back to, you know, our first cars when we were 17, that glove box was the CD holder. It was CDs.
It was like chock-a-block.
Chock-a-block with CDs. Like even the visor had the flip down thing with the CD, you know.
This, oh my God, I know those? Exactly what you're talking about.
And you just like flick it down, you'd be like, woo, I've burned all these CDs.
I mean, I don't from personal experience because I didn't get my license until I was 25 years old.
Oh dear. Sorry about that. Oh, well, I've been on the road a lot longer than
I made all my friends mix CDs that was in their car visors and things like that.
I loved a mixed CD. Same. Yeah, so the glove boxes now, they don't really have much use in them. Anymore, do they?
Well, also the second thing in mine is I thought that my logbook servicing thing was in there, but I went to find it the other day and it's not there. So that's a problem for another day. But also I have a packet of baby wipes because baby wipes are what I use to take off my makeup. And they're also what I use to clean things. And that's something I picked up from my mum because we have very sensitive skin, so I can't use anything with like scents or I have to use all the sensitive stuff. Yeah. So baby wipes are usually the safest because they don't have any of that stuff in them. And my mum also cleans all of her surfaces and all of her car things religiously with baby wipes. So that is something weird that I picked up from her, but it makes it really easy to just like wipe your steering wheel down, wipe that dust that accumulates on the dashboard, wipe that gear stick down with a baby wipe.
Well, that's one thing we have in common. I have antibacterial wipes in my, what's that little doobie whacker in the middle of the car?
I don't have one of them. I know what you're talking about. We're both doing the arm motion.
We put our arm on it. It's an arm box. I don't know what it's called.
Armrest?
An armrest.
An arm box.
But it has a little box that you can put things in. I have
antibacterial wipes. I don't have one of them in my car. Oh.
The best antibacterial wipes are actually from Aldi at the cash register. As you're paying for your bits and pieces, you can just grab them like so cheap. And I have a little packet of those in that little arm box.
Well, also these baby wipes are $2 at Coles for 100. So,
oh yeah, you win.
Bargain central. Okay. Should we move into the car?
The car.
The actual car.
I feel like you need to start in this space.
No, because I'm going to get heavy judgment for this. My car is basically a tip and I need to stop. Actually, no, I'm going to continue to blame it on the fact that I live a very on-the-go life. I don't have much time to stop and clean and empty my car. So in the back of my car currently, in the back seat, is a box that is full of my desk items from the last job I left, which was now 3 months ago, every item from that desk, including but not limited to. Remember that big P letter that had lights on it that I had it on my desk? All of the paperwork, all of the filing, all of my desk pretty, all the photos. I just put it all into a box on my last day and I literally put it in the back of my car and it's still sitting there. Mostly because there's nowhere in my house to store it. I don't want to bring that stuff into my house.
What about into your new office?
I thought you were going to say, what about into the bin?
Yeah, I know I was, but I was like, oh, I bet it'd be nice.
I could do that. But I was trying to like, I feel like I'm still in that new phase of a job where you're trying to kind of subtly
move in.
But even like literally yesterday, the girl said to me, remember when you did that podcast episode before you started working here, but we all listened to your podcast anyway, about having like a new neat aesthetic for your outfits before you started this new job? And yesterday I was like disheveled as shit. My hair was so dirty. I was wearing this foul outfit and then they all laughed at me. And I was like, excuse me?
Well, then you should wear that outfit again and rock in with your big box of items from the car.
Maybe I will.
Set yourself up.
I've also got, and this is disgusting, and this is going to make people think I'm a dirty person, which I'm not, is a couple of empty sugar-free V-cans.
Oh, goodness. About yours, though.
They're definitely mine. From when I ran out of pre-workout, but I still need to get to the gym. Yeah. About three hoodies, just because when I wear them to go to the gym, then I take them off, leave them in the car. I'm not bringing them upstairs with me every single time. I don't take a bag to the gym. So it's like, you know, you wear something down to the car, you take it off. I'm not going to carry all that stuff up and it just accumulates. I'm going to stop there because I'm getting judgment eyes from you. It's talking through the body of your car.
My Botox has worn off, so I've got the judgy eyes. Okay, so my car, currently right now, in the actual...
Body of the car.
I would have a towel on the back seat and...
For what, the dog?
Yeah. And one of those, it's like the, it's kind of a little connector thing that goes into the seat belt to keep Spencer locked in, you know, when he's traveling in the car. It's like a special little safety latch for the dog. That's literally right now. I know it's hard to believe.
I'm going to just say this. I feel very betrayed because I thought coming into this episode, you and I were going to bond about how much stuff we had in our car. But now I'm feeling very ganged up upon and I feel like you are more in line and on the same team as the boys. And I'm now fighting this battle.
We haven't got alone. To the boot yet. Okay. We haven't got to the boot
okay,
yet.
Okay, fantastic.
So it's all looking good when you look through the windows, but...
Sometimes it is what's on the inside that counts.
Well, wait till we get to the boot.
Well, I think we're there.
Are we?
We're there.
Okay. So in the boot, I would probably have about 50 reusable bags because where else do you store those bloody things?
I think that's actually a better place to store them than I store them in my kitchen under the sink, but I always forget to take them out of there when I go to the shops. So I end up buying 50 more.
Well, don't. Just store them in your boot. Mm. Problem solved. I've got about 6 beach towels. Like, I just practical. Don't know why this happens, but they just...
Also, your home linen cupboards generally aren't big enough to house your sheets, no. Your bath towels, and your beach towels.
So I feel like beach towels. I have a first aid kit.
That's practical.
Yeah. And I also have... I guess I have the towels, but I also... have a dog leash in the event that I find like a dog or something on the street that needs me, like I need to rescue. I know it sounds really
How
crazy.
How many times has that actually happened?
Well, when I first got my license, there was 2 dogs roaming around on the street and I couldn't catch them because I didn't have a lead.
Okay, so you've got some PTSD.
Yeah. So I feel like if I've always got a lead and a towel, then I can, if there's any animals that need my help, I'm able to collect them and help them. So that's like my weird thing that I keep in my boot for a reason.
Okay.
And
I call that selfless, not weird.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it is.
It reminds me of Clueless. You know when Cher is in the car and she's like, I fully intend to break for injured animals.
Well, that's me because I literally will do that. And I find this weird thing without going into it. I always find like injured birds. I'm like this bird lady. Anyway, that's for another episode.
Now you have a dual use for the beach towels.
I have a picnic rug. I'm looking at a photo of my boot at the moment.
Again, practical.
picnic rug.
You never know when you're going to need one.
Might need it. And that's basically the key things. But a 17-year-old Brooke driving a 1987 Toyota Corolla would have had those bloody leads, you know, when your battery runs out. What are those things?
Oh, like the jumper cables.
The jumper cables. I would have had a bottle of water. I would have had replacement oil. I would have had all of these things that they tell young women to put in their cars in case they break down. Like, I mean, excluding the flares and whistles and all these other things, but I used to have a full kit of things that I needed in case I broke down, like, to try.
What this whole exercise is telling me, though, is that you are a very practical person, because I feel like maybe your old Toyota Corolla was not a new one. You had never, you know, at any given point you could have needed those jumper cables, water to put in the,
and
like,
fuel
wherever
can.
You put the water, and fuel can.
Because I ran out of fuel.
All the time.
Because you always run on the red light. You know, when you're younger, you just...
Okay, let's not just, like, exclude that to when you're younger. Because shall we get to my boot?
Oh, please.
There is the most eclectic mix of items in my boot. Let's start with a jerry can.
Perfect.
But it's empty. Because at the start, I had a jerry can that was full of petrol. And then as soon as someone saw that, they were like, Phoebe, that is...
That's
absolutely dangerous. Yeah. Like, it's going to blow up at any given point. Because I ran out of fuel so many times, that my friend actually bought me a jerry can because she was like, Phoebe, this needs to stop happening to you. It was empty. And so I got it filled and my car smelled like petrol.
Yeah. And it's highly flammable. Let's not forget.
So now it's empty, which I think is quite practical.
But it is, because you need to fill it if you run out of fuel, but you've got a big walk ahead of you depending on where you've broken down.
And let That's me just the only tell thing. You, it's happened to me on multiple occasions. The second item is a Disney-themed charcuterie board. An essential. You never know when you're going to need that. Let me just preface that by saying, this was a gift that my sister, my beautiful sister Ali, whom I love dearly, gave me when my podcast hit, I think it was like 100,000 downloads. And she was working at David Jones at the time, so like was always... in front of like the amazing homewares at David Jones. And obviously she knows I love Disney. So she bought me this Mickey Mouse shaped charcuterie board. Cause like obviously Phoebe and Disney and I love my platters, but it's a very awkward size. Like it's really small. So logistically it doesn't fit a huge platter on it.
Oh yeah.
But then logistically to fit it in my cupboard, it's too big.
Yes.
So I just keep it in my boot.
I think that's perfect. And look, I have done that in the past. Thank God we now have a storage cage, but everything that was in that storage cage, like the cool cabana and all of these other things, also used to reside in my boot, but now I've moved them out. So I get it.
And imagine if you and I were one day like driving down the street side by side in our cars and both received a phone call from a mutual friend being like, hey, it's actually my birthday right now and I'm having a picnic in the park. We're all making platters and it's my birthday. Between the two of us,
Have got the card and the picnic blanket.
I've got the charcuterie board and not much else.
And if we needed to have a swim, I've got the beach towels.
I've got a beach umbrella, and my next point.
And if you stub your toe, I have a first aid kit. We're set.
So my next point is I have a massive novelty-sized beach umbrella, again, gifted from my lovely sister, because one day I went on a girls' trip to the beach and I got brutally sunburnt, and she took it upon herself to buy me a lovely beach umbrella for me to take every time I went to the beach. So instead of sunbaking, I could just lie underneath an umbrella, shielded from the sun. It's too big to keep indoors. I don't have cupboards or storage space that big. So I leave it in the car. The problem with that is, though, my tires are pretty bald. So we don't drive my car to the beach. We drive Damon's car to the beach. So I'm probably going to have to transfer that to his car, but he won't allow it to live in his car.
Kennard Storage, if you're listening, can you please help Phoebe get herself a storage locker to store these items?
Oh, I'm not finished.
Oh, goodness me.
Another item in my boot is a pair of ballet shoes. Obviously.
The entertainment for the picnic. Here she comes. Well, that's why I said if you stub your toe, I've got the first aid kit and you've got your ballets. So you're getting a blister, I've got a Band-Aid.
In fairness, these have made their way from the glove box to the boot because there was a point there where I was trying to do ballet classes like once a week. And I was like, it just makes sense for me to leave them in the car. Now they're in the boot for no other reason than I can't really find anywhere else to keep them.
Perfect spot.
And then I think like every other woman, I have about 485 empty water bottles, but they're all merchandise water bottles. So it's like every gym or anything I've ever been a member of, I've accumulated a branded water bottle and it just sits in the boot of the car.
I feel like the boot is like almost the next step to like either a storage facility or Lifeline donation bins. I feel like you need to go
through... Or just a rubbish bin.
Yeah, or the rubbish bin. I feel like you need to probably, maybe together, we could open your boot and we could just work through those items and just eliminate the ones that you don't need.
I think so. Because lastly, I'm just going to finish with, there is a skipping rope, which was a COVID purchase when the gyms were closed. I tried to buy gym equipment. Obviously, everything sold out pretty quickly.
And was at a premium price. Like, I sold an 8-kilo kettlebell on Marketplace for like $95. I bought it for like $29.95 from Aldi.
Because people were so desperate for it.
Desperate. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to use this. I can't even lift it. It's way too heavy.
I'm making money.
Yeah, I'm going to make money on this.
So and how much do you think you can pawn my skipping rope for?
Oh, now, probably not much. But in COVID, when the shelves were bare, I think we could have got a pretty penny.
Yeah.
But seriously, I sold an ab wheel pro. You know those ab wheels?
That you buy off infomercials.
$45. I think it was like from Rebel Sport for like $13.95. Honestly, I made some cash. Well, I had to. I was stood down with no job, no pay. I needed to make some money, didn't I?
Okay, so here's how we're going to finish the episode. We are going to organise a garage sale from the boot of my car. And my advice to you is, if you are on the lookout for any of the items I previously discussed, they will be available for a price that I'm open to negotiation for.
This is perfect. Phoebe's car boot sale. We're just going to pop her boot on Commercial Road Saturday morning and sell everything out of it. That's a really good idea.
To be honest, I'd take a gold coin donation. Okay, so let's finish this episode, as we do every episode, with one piece of advice.
Girls, if you're listening, please get RACQ. Just please take out an RACQ membership so that if you need roadside assistance, you don't use Phoebe's filler fuel can and drive around with it for weeks because it's highly flammable. Just join RACQ. That's a tip from me.
A tip from me is don't listen to anything that I ever say to you again because my car is disgusting and I'm ashamed this is even going public.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Is that why you always use Ubers?